Good morning. Thank you all very much for being here.
It may be a close call for Castro's pre-K4SA program, so he and other elected and former elected leaders are doing all they can at the start of early voting.
It is an excellent opportunity for San Antonio to invest in the future of our city.
Castro is hoping voters will decide raising the sales tax an eighth of a cent is worth giving four-year-olds a full-day pre-K program. Bexar County Judge and former Mayor Nelson Wolf agrees. Wolf spent his time as mayor battling juvenile issues. He says the jail population in Bexar County says it all. 4,000 prisoners, he says, who slipped through the cracks.
And almost all of them did not acquire a high school education. So we see the bad side over at this courthouse.
But critics say the city shouldn't be involved in education. Mayor Ed Garza, now a San Antonio ISD board member, says that's not true.
We cannot educate our students alone as school districts. We must create powerful partnerships.
Castro wants voters to look at who's behind pre-K4SA. Business leaders, all chambers of commerce, and the seven former living mayors.
I don't see a deep opposition out there. What I see are many of the folks who usually oppose anything the city government does.
Mayor Lila Cockrell said all seven former living mayors don't always agree on all the issues, but she says this is one they can get behind for the sake of San Antonio's future. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.